AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says immigration enforcement could reduce the number of officers in Minnesota, but he says there has to be more cooperation from the public. Homan was brought into Minnesota after another person was shot and killed by government officers. Homan says they have a tough job.
But they're trying to do it with professionalism. If they don't, they'll be dealt with. Like any other federal agency, we have standards of conduct.
Meantime, Democrats voted to block legislation in Congress to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies as they continue to negotiate to try to avert a government shutdown. President Trump was asked about it during his cabinet meeting.
Hopefully we won't have a shutdown. We're working on that right now. I think we're getting close. The Democrats, I don't believe, want to see it either.
The deadline is midnight tomorrow. A former deputy is going to prison.
Former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for shooting and killing Sonia Massey, a woman with mental health issues who had called 911 to report a possible prowler outside her Springfield, Illinois home. According to body camera footage, Grayson and another sheriff's deputy searched Massey's yard before meeting her at the door and entering her home. Massey seemed confused. Grayson noticed a pot on the stove and told the other deputy to move it. But Massey went to the stove, retrieved the pot, and teased Grayson for moving away from hot steaming water. That's when things escalated and Grayson ordered Massey to drop the pot. That's when Grayson opened fire on the 36-year-old woman, shooting her in the face. He testified he feared Massey would scald him. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says he asked Russian President Vladimir Putin not to target Kyiv for 1 week because of cold weather in Ukraine, and Putin agreed, but Russia hasn't confirmed that. This is AP News. Life expectancy has reached the highest level in the nation's history.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report life expectancy rose to 79 years in 2024. The increase is due not only to the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to declining death rates from heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses, some of the nation's top killers. Preliminary statistics suggest a continued improvement in 2025. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, based on death rates at that time. It's also a fundamental measure of a population's health.
Blind and low-vision fans will have unprecedented access to the Super Bowl near San Francisco thanks to the tactile device that tracks the ball, vibrates on key plays, and provides real-time audio. About 10 blind and low-vision fans will have an opportunity to use the technology for the big game. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.